To most sighted people, the long cane is a symbol of vision impairment, and you may well be one of the majority of blind and partially sighted people in Britain who use one as your primary mobility aid. But there are other types of cane that can help with getting about, not to mention the enormous range of possibilities to customise the long cane you have to suit your particular taste, or, being practical about it, customise it to suit the kinds of journeys you want it for. More on the long cane in a moment. But first, we turn to Claire Maxwell from RNIB, and who, by her own admission, probably has too many canes in her own collection, to find out about the less well-known types of cane and their uses.
There are four different main types of cane. If we start with maybe the smallest type, which is actually called the symbol cane, which is exactly that. It's a symbol which you can carry with you. You can fold up when you don't need it. And it really symbolises and indicates to others around you that you do have a vision impairment. It does come in handy for other things as well. For example, when you're approaching a traffic light, if you have some vision, but you may not be able to see exactly where the pole is to locate the button to press, you can bring out your symbol cane and you can move that forwards to locate that, to be able to find the button easily. So it has that as a purpose as well. But as I say, its main purpose is to indicate to others that you have a visual impairment and therefore can afford you maybe some courtesy from others around you who may not have otherwise realised that you have a visual impairment.
And how big is it? How long is it?
It can vary. It can vary from around about 80 centimetres up to about 100 centimetres. So you have different lengths. It really depends on the person. I mean, if you're quite small, perhaps you just want a small symbol cane to fold up to put in your pocket or your bag. If you're a little bit taller and, as I say, you're using it for other purposes, like to locate things like train doors or lampposts, then you may wish to have a longer type of symbol cane.
I guess especially at the moment with social distancing in whatever form that is, it could really come into its own, couldn't it? It's a kind of, yes, an indication I do have some sort of sight loss, but it can also be used to help people keep their distance or offer help. It's a kind of double-edged good sword, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very important, obviously, as we're all aware, to maintain that social distance at the moment and for visually impaired people to maintain their independence as much as possible. But sometimes you may need that helping hand and people may not be as willing as they were before to offer that. If they see that you've got a symbol cane, that's possibly more likely to happen. You might get that courtesy afforded. And also it lets people know that you can't social distance from them and that they have to be that little bit more aware. So, yes, I think it's really useful.
I guess at the other end of the spectrum, when one's talking about the different types of cane, you have the mobility long cane. You said there were basically four types. What sits in between the symbol cane and the long cane?
In between the symbol cane and the long cane is the guide cane. It is just that. It's an in-between length. So you might have something up to around about 115 or 120 centimetres in length. It's there to help those who have some vision, again, but perhaps struggle with something like depth perception. So you may be able to get away without using a long cane to feel obstacles in front of you on the pavement, for example, but you may not know what the depths of steps are when you're going up and down or curbs and things like that. So it's longer so you can touch the ground with it than a symbol cane would be, but not as long as a long cane.
Right, so the positioning of it, I mean, people presumably get very used to their own sweeping movement or tapping movement and the height at which they hold it. And of course, for the long cane I'm talking about here, that is a measured thing, isn't it? This, you kind of pull it back, push it forward, depending on whatever you might want to locate. You're talking about going up steps in particular, where that might be better than a long cane.
Absolutely. And it's just that it's a guide cane. So it is there as a guide to you when you're stepping on and off buses or trains or up and down steps, as I said. So it's got that length, which the symbol cane doesn't have, but not quite as long to sweep along in front of you. So you can hold it, your arm straight, and just hold it down at your side. You can fold it away when you don't want it to be able to use it later, for example. So it's just that in-between step.
I guess there is, could be a danger for some people who haven't used the guide cane or the symbol cane to sort of think, oh, it sounds like there are kind of rules and regulations about when I can and can't use it. But I guess it's quite the opposite. You use them how you want to use them, in the way you want to use them, when you want to use them.
Absolutely. I think it's really important for everyone to have a choice, and it is very much down to personal choice. As we know, everyone is individual and everyone has their individual needs, and that, you know, applies across the board when it comes to mobility as well.
And you mentioned a fourth type of cane. Now, what's that?
The fourth type that I have in mind is the walking stick type of cane. So for people who perhaps have balance issues and aren't able to use a long cane but still wish to have some kind of representation to show that they are visually impaired, to let others know around them, to have a little bit more courtesy, the walking stick type of cane is thicker and it is designed for people to lean on as well.
I was going to say, it is a real walking stick, is it? It's got it that is. Sturdy build that's necessary.
Absolutely. And it's white to indicate that you're visually impaired as well.
I guess we must give the long cane a mention. I mean, it is the primary mobility aid. But do you think that maybe people who, you know, could even have been using a long cane for many years aren't aware of just how many different types there are of that, and getting it so it's suitable for them and the kind of terrain they walk over and the kind of use they put it to?
Yes, the long cane is definitely worth a mention. There are different types, different weights. So if you're looking for a lighter weight cane, you might want to go for something like an ultra aluminium light cane. You've got graphite canes, which are slightly heavier. I say slightly, it's minimum. It's not hugely noticeable. And you've got different types of tips to use on those canes as well, and different types of handle and grip. So you can really customise your long cane nowadays as well as to what you want in terms of the handle, the tip, the weight of each section of the cane. But also you can customise the colour that you want your cane in. So these are not just traditional white canes anymore. You can have pink and you can have all sorts of different colours depending on what you require.
All right, so you can get creative when it comes to the long cane.
Yes, definitely.
And just a kind of final point about all of them. Does one therefore perhaps need to have an open mind about how many canes you have? Now, clearly you don't want people to spend money where it's not needed, but would it be not an unusual thing to have a small collection of canes, so it's kind of horses for courses? You use the cane you need for what you're about to do.
Absolutely. And I have to admit that I am definitely guilty of having a collection of canes, probably more than I need, in my front porch. I do also work my guide dog, but I sometimes carry a symbol cane or a guide cane with me, particularly for getting on and off transports.
So mix and match, and presumably ask for advice, because if someone's got an idea of the kind of lifestyle you lead, then that will then help them give you the right advice for the cane or canes you might need.
Absolutely. It's always worth asking and getting advice.
Now, as you may well have gleaned, there's a huge range of long canes, cane accessories, not least various tips, symbol canes, guide canes and walking stick mobility aids to choose from. Too many, in fact, to list here. But should you ever think about changing your cane or canes, or finding out more about the types you don't currently use, then RNIB can help with advice. And their central and national helpline is the place to phone or email. If you email them, their address is helpline@rnib.org.uk. helpline@rnib.org.uk. And if you phone, the number is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999.